the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Andy O'Donoghue, you may remember during the Gadget Show a couple of weeks back, we had a listener getting in touch looking for recommendations on 3D printers. Do you have any for us, please?
I do, Matt, and I suppose I would say, first of all, this market has really changed. 3D printing and the maker movement was a big deal maybe 5 or 6 years ago. Seemed to kind of go a little bit dormant even. Now it's back with a bang. Dominated really by a couple of Chinese makers, and I would say to the listener who texted in, there's some great options that are really good value. I would look mostly at Bamboo Labs or Creality, two really good makers, and there's an A1 Mini Combo. And this is kind of the ideal machine for complete beginners, whether they're youngsters or hobbyists who want high quality prints without this kind of steep learning curve that the old 3D printers used to have. Bamboo Labs, they have a lovely A1 Mini Combo priced at €290, and you can order them online with EU pricing. On its own, it's €190. Fantastic value, really easy to use, automatic calibration, and really fast print speeds. That's the first one, Matt.
Sorry, what can you do with it though?
You out of the box, it's ready and it's kind of budget conscious for multicolor printing. So essentially what you do, the way the 3D printers work is you can create your own designs, but there's whole communities who share designs and plans. You download them, you set them up on your printer, and you get your printer to build your stuff. So it's fantastic. I have to say, it is enormous fun. I got a loan of one a few years back, and it's great fun. One thing you do have to be conscious of is you got to be careful about, you know, using it too much in a sense, because the price of filament, which is kind of, you know, the material that the printer uses, it's about 10 to 30 euros a roll. So you've got to be careful about what you do with it. But as a way of discovering 3D printing and science and engineering, it's great fun. The other printer I was going to say, the Creality models, really nice as well. And I mean, they're down to kind of 160, 170 euros. The Creality Ender version 3 is really, again, a really good budget printer, fast print speeds. And it has really clever little features, very easy to assemble. Literally, if you unpack it on Christmas Day, you'll be making stuff by lunchtime. So for 170 euros, you can spend a lot more, Matt, but for beginners, they are great fun and really great presents.
Well, if you are going to spend more, what would you spend it on?
I'd stick with Bamboo Labs. They have a really good combo that has been introduced into the market, and it's the P1S combo. It's 560 euros, but it's a great printer. It costs about 390 on its own, and it's kind of one of these high-performance printers known really, I suppose, for really good speed, reliability, and precision. And it's nice for kind of making even functional parts. I saw an interesting YouTube video about somebody whose shower curtain was a vintage one, and one of the components got broken. They were heartbroken that their Art Deco bathroom had been affected. And so they used this very 3D printer to create a new component to hang their shower curtain. It took about 20 minutes. So not just fun for hobbyists, but also handy for building functional parts.
Okay, you've got all the gadgets as well, which we haven't looked at over the course of the year. Start with the Pictionary Air, a digital version of this drawing game.
I'll have to mention this because it's so much fun. So if you can imagine, instead of paper, you draw in the air with kind of a light up pen, and your drawing appears instantly on the Pictionary app, or if you pair that to your TV, on the TV screen. So it's hilarious to watch because the person drawing can't see what they're doing, but you can see what they're drawing. So you can imagine that leads to all sorts of laughter of an evening as people play. But it's great fun. It's interactive. The app tracks the pen in real time. And there are digital clues. So the clues are delivered via the app. So there's no cards to lose. And Pictionary, you know, we think of it as kind of almost an old-fashioned childhood game. But this is enormous fun. And I got to say, if you want a high-energy game on Stephen's Day after you've had a glass of lemonade or two, this is it. For 20 euros, it's a great fun present.
Okay, tell us, what's the Backbone One mobile controller?
I love this because I'm not a big gamer, but I do quite like retro gaming, and this kind of gives you this high end gaming handheld feel like a Nintendo Switch, and you can play Call of Duty, Minecraft. You can even stream PlayStation and Xbox games directly to your phone, but it gives you the proper physical buttons. So it clips on, costs 120 euros, and you get kind of console quality controls. So you have the real triggers, the tactile buttons, the little clickable thumbsticks, and it has pass-through charging, so you can charge your phone while you're playing. Very nice. Universal fit. It will fit almost any phone except the huge new kind of XL versions. Who's it for? Yeah, you think, okay, probably for teenagers, but actually I think it's brilliant for commuters or anyone who wants to, you know, those touchscreen controls.
It's a couple of years now since you brought us the Meta VR mixed reality headset. Have they improved over the years?
Oh, they have, Matt. And I have to say, again, I don't use it that often, but my own experience with VR has been amazing. And I use a Meta headset. The Meta Quest 3, it's 550 euros. Yes, it's expensive, but it is a spectacular present if someone buys it for you. But it's also spectacular fun if you want to kind of treat yourself this Christmas. It's full color pass through for, you know, you get that mixed reality. The resolution is better. The brightness is better. The content, Matt, has got so good. Games and experiences are so good. You know, whether you know, it's for a teenager who loves gaming, for fitness fans, for somebody who wants to explore the world from the comfort of their chair, for families, Meta have done an incredible job. And yes, I agree, it is a very expensive present for many households this year. But if somebody has been saving, the Meta Quest 3 is the best way of experiencing VR.
I thought Facebook, or Meta as it likes to call itself, is essentially giving up on that type of stuff now as Zuckerberg pivots towards AI. That effectively he made the wrong bet on these mixed reality headsets.
Well, it's somewhat uncomfortable if your company is now called Meta, so I agree. But that remains to be seen. I think maybe we might see a merging of more ideas, perhaps AI and mixed reality in the future.
Okay, what's the Retro Snap Play?
A little bit like the console I was talking about. Why I like this is this has gone kind of viral over the last while. 80 euros. You probably still have time to order it online at theretrosnap.com. It's a pocket-sized kind of time machine. Looks like a modern Game Boy, but it's far more powerful. And it comes preloaded with games from kind of 20 classic consoles. So you've got Super Mario Brothers, you've got PlayStation titles like Crash Bandicoot, all on one device. And there's a little 3.5-inch screen. It's IPS, so it's, you know, it's sharp, but it's not fantastic. But unlike gaming on these little devices in the 90s, you can save your game progress. And I just think for 80 euros, if you know somebody who likes those retro games, this is a super present at the retro.
Do you get, for your 80 euro, do you get full access to a full library?
You do. It comes preloaded with a significant number of games, yeah.
Okay, so this is for the 30 or 40 something year old, is it?
That's exactly what I think it is. I mean, if you want to, you know, or indeed older, Matt. And but you know, if you want to go back to your childhood, or you just want to rediscover those kind of games and how it felt to game, then this is great fun.
Okay, other gifts that you're interested in. You have what you're describing as an indestructible speaker. Really, is there such a thing?
Well, indeed. During the Gadget Show recently, we talked about JBL and others, and the JBL's got really great reviews from the reviewers who came in to do the show. The JBL Clip 4 or the Go 4, 50, 60 euros. And they really do. JBL make the best small speakers in the business. Simple as that. The Clip 4 has that little carabiner hook, so you can attach it to belt or handbag or anything you like. Waterproof, dustproof, and surprisingly loud for its tiny size. As we saw, rugged design, it clips on, it's got that punchy bass. And I think if you're stuck for a present in a checkout, you'll see these in electronic shops around the country. For the money, it's really good value and great sound.
Are metal detectors still an item that people buy?
Do you know, Matt, they are, and kind of made a bit of a comeback, probably, I suppose, TV drama helped a few years back. But why I like this is it's kind of a young explorer gadget, I would say, simple as that. The Science Mad Digital Metal Detector costs €40. It's a present for younger kids, but the idea, I'm thinking, is get them off the screens and out into the garden or down to the beach on Stephen's Day. You can buy it, and I've seen it in Irish retailers. Yes, it's lightweight, but it's a proper working metal detector, and it has audio alerts and LED lights when it detects metal, so you can turn that walk on the beach into a treasure hunt, or indeed if everybody's out in the garden on Stephen's Day or Christmas Day and somebody loses an earring, well, here's a way perhaps to find it. But a nice present, yeah.
Okay, and the wireless CarPlay Android Auto Adapter. Now, what's that? Who's it for?
I think this is a really nice present. Again, one of those ones, if you're kind of stuck buying something for somebody and you don't know what to get them, chances are a lot of cars now do not have the wireless AirPlay or the Android connection. So Apple or Android connections wirelessly. You've got to plug in that little cable. What these do, these little adapters for the car, is they're little dongles and they plug into the USB port of the car, and that converts the existing wired CarPlay or Android Auto into a wireless system. So it means you get into the car, you can keep your phone in your pocket or your bag, and your maps and your music will still appear on the car dashboard automatically when you start the engine. You'll pay between 60 and 80 euros for them. EIN is a nice brand that I've come, that I bought one of them. And I got to say, it works seamlessly, really, really good. And it connects within seconds of starting the car. So it's a nice present.
And you've one other one. I thought we did in the Gadget Show last Wednesday week, a smart pet feeder. Or do you have a different one?
I do have a different one. I wanted to mention again, because Xiaomi are making such an impression in Ireland at the minute. They haven't launched their TVs, but they've launched so much more of their electronics. And I hope they launch their TVs because they're superb. But this really caught my eye. It's on the Irish store. It's the Xiaomi Smart Pet Feeder 2. Costs €90. Wi-Fi connected dispenser that ensures the cat or the dog is always fed. That's it. So imagine you're stuck in traffic.
As many people are at present, apparently the traffic is woeful.
Indeed. So imagine you're stuck in traffic this evening or you're working late. You can schedule the feeds via the app. It's connected via Wi-Fi, so you can feed the dog or the cat. Moisture-proof seals keep the food dry and fresh. There's a battery backup in case the power goes out. It's got anti-jam. That remote control, the idea of being able to dispense a snack from your phone anywhere in the world is very good. And for a pet owner, what a lovely present.
Thank you very much, Andy O'Donoghue, for joining us for Tech Thursday.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.